Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I want to kiss you more.
All In with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody. Scott Patterson. We're going to talk to Jessica Kuiper, who played Shane in Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer. Was Milo's girlfriend. We saw them kissing under a tree, which shocked Rory, and who'd put on a nice dress in case she ran into Jess. And she ran into Jess, and she ran into Jessica Kuiper as well. So we're going to talk to her a little one-on-one, get some behind the scenes, and let's bring her in.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming on.
20 years.
20 years?
I spoke to you.
I do remember you. I do remember you.
You were very kind.
Was I?
Yeah.
I was kind. You know, I used to be kind. You know, at least I used to be. No, I'm
You've only I'm, grown more jaded with
the. I don't know.
As have I.
you're that scene. I'll tell you that. What an impactful scene that was. First of all, let me look. We're talking to Jessica Kuiper here. You were in a total of like four episodes, right? You're in four episodes, and when we first see you, oh my!
I literally
goodness.
Just watched them so that I could. Talk about it.
Oh man, that really impacted me.
Shane was used and abused.
Yeah. Like, but I mean, I haven't
seen Dean, I guess, because
I haven't seen those episodes. I'm just seeing it for the first time. That's the first time. And I was shocked when I saw that episode. But then I realized, oh, well, it was a whole summer went by. You know, he was twiddling his thumbs all summer. He meets you and he's like,
yeah.
What? Twiddling more than his thumbs? Is that what you said?
Wait, that one. Oh, yeah. Sorry, this is a really, like, you know, wholesome. Is it? Yes. I've listened to a few of your.
Are they wholesome? Is that how you would describe them?
The fans are, so I didn't want to say anything dirty about them.
So tell us what it was like getting that role. What do you remember about it? The audition process and all that.
Well, I guess he helped me get it. He told me that later when we met, he told me that he saw us. And I remember seeing him walk into Amy's office and at the, you know, callbacks. I guess there was probably just like five people being seen, but I only saw two other women, girls, children. And he walked in and we smiled at each other. And then he said that he told her that I was the most interesting looking one.
Really?
I probably just look like the biggest hussy in the group. That's fine.
Whatever works, right? Whatever gets you the gig.
Hey, man.
Competition's a monster, isn't it? Jesus.
Yeah, it's tough out there.
To get a role. Hey,
woof.
What a good gig to get, though, huh? Yeah.
But I remember something about the audition besides seeing him. I had never watched the show, and I still have not watched the entire series.
Right.
We have that in common.
Right.
I knew it was a big show. Oh, my car had broken down on the side of the road. Wow. Like a Plymouth Horizon from the 80s, but I was always driving around beaters, you know, how it is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you're a struggling actor, and my car had just broken down on the side of the road on the East Cahuenga before you go over.
Oh, so, that's a bad place to break down.
Well, there's a fire thing right down the road. But anyways.
Yeah, but it's such a skinny road. It's kind of dangerous.
Oh, yes, it is dangerous.
There's no side road. Scared,
but that's when I got the call while I was waiting on the tow truck. That's when I got the call that I booked it.
Oh, really?
Yay!
Really? Oh, that's cool.
That's one of those fun stories. Right. And I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know anything about Milo. And
did you read with him or did you just read for, was Amy in the room when you read?
No, it's just, I don't think he was in the room. No.
It was just
he
casting?
To say something to her and left. And then Luckily he saw me.
Hey, you know what? It's whatever, you know, it's, there's a million reasons you get a job.
If it's because the lead actor thinks you're cute, that's okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Huh? Fine with that.
And they're not going to let you on the set if you can't deliver the goods.
Right. Yeah. So I made it that far. So I beat out several girls.
Right. But that extra something, right? That had that little extra something that Milo noticed. And that's good. Yeah. Good on him, right? Because that's the one he vibes with and that's going to make a better scene.
Well, we did have fun scenes. I was married at the time. I have fun stories for you about Milo.
Go ahead.
Nothing bad.
No, I know. Go ahead, talk.
One day on set, and I don't think it was my first day. I mean, it could have been. I don't know. It's all a blur, you know. But one day on break for like lunch or something, he went to a Catholic church. He brought me, I don't know why I went with him or he asked me or if how that worked out, but we were hanging out and he was like, going. So I was with him. We went to this Catholic church very close to Warner Brothers. And he went in and spoke to a priest. And I mean, he didn't try and convert me or anything. I'm not Catholic. But I don't know what he went to speak, maybe about something, you know, maybe he was, you know, researching something, or maybe he felt bad about kissing a married woman. I have no idea. Because we went for it. We didn't fake it.
And no, we noticed that.
Oh, yeah?
We noticed that in the scene, yes.
It was fun. It was a good
game. And what's another Milo story? We like behind-the-scenes stories.
Oh, well, so my first day, the AC did not work in my crappy little non-star trailer. I don't think I even had a TV. And he let me hang out in his trailer, which was a store wagon. And then, you know, had AC and TV. And so I just watched TV in his nice air-conditioned posh wagon while he, very Jess, like I guess, which is like weird because Jess is kind of a jerk. But anyway, he's like sitting outside reading a book on his, you know, stoop. Mm-hmm. And then Alexis came by and talked to him for a little bit. And then later he told me, like, Alexis never comes to talk to me. And I was like, oh, well, seems like life is imitating art. And so, okay. So there was a security guard who I don't know if you remember her. She was there all the time. She, brunette, I think kind of Spanish, and she's nice, very nice. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know who I'm talking about. I can't remember her name.
Kind of something's kind of, yeah, maybe.
Coming yeah, we talked a lot. And one day I told her, like, they're going to get together, you know, watch, you just watch. And she was like, no, they've been on the show for like a couple of years already together. No, there's no way they're going to get together. And I was like, you mark my words. And then at the 100th anniversary, the 100th episode party, remember the casino night thing? She told me, she's like, they're together. And she was like, oh my God, you called it. And I was like, I could see it, you know?
Yeah. From,
I like, worked my magic. I got in there and made her jealous.
From the moment he hit the set, right? From the moment he showed up, the girls were going crazy and they were vying for him. I remember.
Everybody on set, on the cast.
You know, the younger cast members were all jostling for position. I mean, I remember Liza, you know, cruising his trailer. Everyone, I mean, he caused quite a stir.
I don't know people's actor names. Like,
Liza played Paris.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
yes.
So I remember. He just, you know, it's like everybody wanted to date him. You know,
man, you know what? I'm so lucky, but like, I wish maybe like this is, I'm not married to the same person anymore. That was, you know, very tumultuous relationship. But had I not been, dang, like, you know how, like, maybe I could have worked that angle. Like, I was so, maybe, I don't know. Because I was married, so like I didn't even think about it like that, but I did enjoy making out with him.
So yeah, that's
did enjoy that.
That's the main thing. And maybe if you were the type of girl that would have had something going on with him,
that's why he went to talk to the priest just in case,
right?
Because I seem like that kind of girl. That's why they cast me as that kind of girl, but
right.
I'm a one-woman guy.
Right, there you go. Right.
I'm a one-woman
so,
guy.
So everybody felt safe and, you know, it was all good.
Well, yeah. And he made me feel safe. He was a gentleman. He was, you know, he was very kind to me, but he never, like, made a move or anything like that.
Yeah, that would be outside his character to do something like that, I'm sure.
But, like, since then, I've always thought, because he had such a basis, like a religious, like, you know, maybe that's why he's who he is today. He is, wow, I love This Is Us. Oh my God, I love it, I love it, I love it. I cry every episode. Like, it's an amazing show and he's great on it. And I'm just like, sometimes I'm like, I'm so honored that they just like hired me to be the eye candy that makes out with him. I had a few here and there. But hey, that's still nice. It's a nice gang.
Well, look, you've parlayed it into a nice career, you know?
No, I mean, I don't think I did. Like,
no?
Well, I mean, they're the fans of this show, which are huge, huge fans. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're very devout.
Yeah, the biggest, the biggest.
Yes. And then Survivor. So, like, Survivor came 5 years after this show.
Right.
And nobody even remembered me from this show when I did Survivor. Mm-hmm. So, and they're really, really devout. They're very big fans of that.
Right.
Show. And they did two seasons. So, I don't know. Like, I didn't go further. I did a few other shows.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space.
Dreamy Getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
So what was that survivor experience like? Where did they send you? And like, what was that all about? You were in Africa? Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, it was crazy. I almost won my first season. I've never even seen that show. I do a lot of shows that I've never watched. Well, they sent me 5 seasons to to study. So I, on DVD back in the day. And I was in New York at the time. And so, my father had just passed away. And so I was really not doing anything. I'd moved to New York. I decided to kind of give up acting. And then I kind of got bored and was like, maybe I should try acting in New York, which is like the worst idea. No, I had no representation out there and like wasn't equity. So I was like, what am I doing? Anyways, they found me on a calendar, on a dog pinup calendar, like a dog charity.
Okay.
For some show, and I can't remember the name. I want to say it's America's Greatest Dog, but I looked it up and that can't be right. So something about dogs and people living in a house and having competitions or something. And they flew me back from New York to LA. I'd already lived in LA for a long time with my dog. And I took that trip because I wanted to come back and visit my friends. Mm-hmm. And then I extended the plane for a week so I could hang out. And I was never planning on doing a reality show because I was an actor, I was in a lull and it caught me on a down, you know, I was very sad.
Hey man, you know, a gig's a gig, right?
Yeah. Well, then I came back to New York and the casting director said, what, you know, like, we want you for Survivor. And I was like, oh. I've never even peed outside. There's no way I'm going to do Survivor. That is not I've like seen the first episode or two of the very first season.
Right.
And so no, thank you. And then they were like, we're going to send you 5 seasons. So I watched it. My ex-husband at the time, he was already my ex-husband, but his dad had died 3 days later than my dad in a freak accident where somebody opened up their car door without looking in New York and knocked him into the street. He was riding his bike and a bus or a truck hit him.
Oh no.
Tragic. 3 days after my dad had died of the 3.5 year cancer thing.
Mm-hmm.
insane. So I, you know, went to New York, and so I'd been up there with my ex-husband, and we watched those seasons together, and he was like, if you don't do this, you're insane. So I was like, well, I guess you're right.
Yes.
So I'm feeling pretty insane nowadays anyways, and and I needed like an adventure, and I had no plans on getting very far or winning or anything like that. I just wanted to heal a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I ended up almost winning, which is incredible, crazy.
Right.
And then I went back a couple years later, or a year later, for season 20 for Heroes versus Villains.
Oh, cool. Okay. So you've performed as Marilyn Monroe since the age of 15. How did you get started in this?
Crazy. Well, when I was 12, people started telling me I looked like her, like a young Marilyn Monroe, and I had no idea who that was. And my parents were divorced, and I went to visit my dad that summer for like a month, and I asked him to rent a movie because somebody told me, you know, a couple of people told me I looked like this person, and I have no idea. And he was like, what? You don't know who this is? So we watched it. And I was like, oh my God, we were really, really poor, and I had super low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. So when I saw this angel on the screen glowing, I was like, oh my God, somebody thinks I look like that, mm-hmm. you know? And I was like 12 going on 13. So I was like in the weirdest stage of my life, right?
Right.
So that really gave me a lot of confidence. And then when I was 15, I did a talent show as Marilyn Monroe, and I won second place, and it was lip syncing. So I didn't even really think if I was going to get in the contest, because like, is that a talent? I don't know. And so, and then when I was 16, I won my first contest. And when I was 17, I moved to San Francisco after high school. And my first job was at Lori's 50s Diner, being Marilyn Monroe, walking around, passing out things with Charlie Chaplin.
Uh-huh.
And then when I was 19, I moved to LA and got with William Morris Agency. What?
Wow.
What? And then, yeah, I was on a show within 6 months called For Your Love.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's been a wild ride. And now I'm a suburban mom.
Right.
In one of the valleys.
Okay. Okay.
Well, there's several. And then, you know, I have a 6-year-old daughter. You know, we just bought a house.
Oh, that's nice.
That's so normal.
That's nice. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian premium cocktail maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024. And we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time. We hope. I have some big news to share with you on our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you love most about Marilyn?
Oh, my God. You know, I'm a really big nerd. I'm in the fan club. Well, there's several, but the longest running fan club, Marilyn Remembered. And I mean, I go to meetings. We do like birthday. I've spoken at one of her memorials. We do a memorial every year. And we do a Christmas party. I am a super nerd. Like, everybody's a nerd about something. That's what I'm a nerd about. I have a guest room in my house with Marilyn stuff. But what do I love the most about her? I mean, I think that most of us that love Marilyn gravitate to, you know, her hard upbringing and, you know, poor upbringing, you know, no solid foundation, but then she made it. Like, she made that happen. And, you know, she did it pretty without too much, you know, giving, you know what I mean? She like worked for it. She did a lot of like work on herself, which I wish I could say that I go to class. I've gone to classes for years. I don't go to class for acting, but she did. She like really made that happen.
Yeah, she moved to New York and was invited into the Actors Studio and married Arthur Miller, for God's sake. I mean, that's taking your craft pretty seriously.
Yeah. Well, those are the three highlights that you know, or you love Marilyn too, and you're just saying those are like.
I do. I mean, I thought she was. You know, a very rare combination of beauty. I mean, just overwhelming sensuality and beauty and vulnerability,
right.
And comedic timing. I think she was very skilled. And
much
I think
smarter than anybody ever.
And she controlled every scene she was in with relative ease. So I think she was a very, very special, special talent on and not just the obvious, you know, gifts that she had. She was a very gifted actress as well. Very, very gifted.
Yeah.
And she never, I don't know that she really ever got credit for it.
Not really, no.
Yeah. So are you similar to her in ways and different in ways? How are you similar? How are you different than her?
Since I grew up pretending to be her, that like I really developed a completely different personality so that I would know the difference between me and her. I'm very into vintage and stuff, but I'm like a little punk rock. I try not to be as punk rock as I'm so hard, like trying to be a valley mom. And like, I have a group of moms and we all have kids in the same class. And like, I felt like a real weirdo when we got here, but yeah, but I made myself that weirdo. So, and I like me. I think it's to keep me separate. I think I even, I made my voice maybe even lower just because I wanted to make there be a difference. I didn't think when I was 15 that there was even a job called impersonating. So I didn't think that I would be doing that my whole life or anything like that. I was in Louisiana. They didn't do that. That wasn't like, you know, I didn't come from the city. There wasn't a girl on the corner taking pictures of people.
And so you're doing that still. You're still impersonating Marilyn and being hired to do it. So what kind?
So I don't do like singing telegrams and like I don't hang out on Hollywood Boulevard.
No. I know that. So describe what you do and part of what you do.
Basically, just walk around and stay in character for a few hours, take pictures with people, help them host, you know, on stage. And
you have an agent for that books you for these things?
I have a couple of different agents for that.
Wow.
You know, my regular acting manager and then a commercial agent.
That's great.
Yeah, well, it'd be great if I was working a lot. I very rarely go out. And I don't know. I just took some new headshots. We'll see what happens.
The business is impossible. It's impossible.
It's so insane. And people go, where did they go? Or like, what have they been doing? It's not that easy. Like you can't get work if you don't get the audition. And if you're not, you know, what they're needing right now, then you're not auditioning a lot.
You know,
you're feeling that way. I feel you.
There are very few people that work all the time. That is the exception. But the norm is like everybody's fighting for a job. And it's a tough slog out there, man.
It really is. I mean, I'm so happy that I got into this part of my life where I have the family and like normalcy. But at this point, I'm feeling very not stagnant at all. I have walls to paint. I have like rooms to decorate. Mm-hmm. But I really do want to do some work. So, but I'm not hungry. Like I just moved to town. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, I'm not out there, you know, pushing myself and like, you know, self, you know.
So tell me, what is your best Gilmore memory?
Oh, man. Well, Fred Savage directed my first episode. And, like, I'm a huge Wonder Years fan.
Wait a minute. He directed a Gilmore Girls episode?
He directed a couple of them.
Did he really?
Did you not talk to him while he was directing?
You know what? I didn't. The series that I did after Gilmore Girls, I was up in Vancouver doing, it's called, what was the name of that thing? Aliens in America for CW.
That sounds fun.
And Fred directed, I don't know, three or four episodes in that. We only did one season, so he did three or four episodes. But I guess I did remember him from Gilmore, but I don't really remember him from Gilmore. I remember him from that.
Right?
What's that?
I said Savage, right?
Fred Savage, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't want to say Armisen on accident.
No, Fred Savage, all full of energy.
Yes, yeah. He told Milo to put his hands in my back pockets, and I was thinking how cute in the 80s that was.
That's very 80s.
I was like, oh my
God. That's very 70s as well, I'll tell you.
I think they did that in Wonder Years too, but I mean, it's a thing. Anyway, I just remember him coming and telling him that, and I was like, go right ahead.
You know, an actor makes choices based on many different things. And
well, that's what I was doing.
Yeah, you know, I guess the story there, the moral of the story there is just grab what's right in front of you, right?
Right.
Something like that. But what is your best memory of Gilmore? Working with Fred Savage?
That was so cool to me. Yeah. And
then right. Not Milo, but working with Fred Savage.
But yeah, no. That Fred Savage was directing my first episode.
Wow.
So that was like, and then later, I worked at 101 Coffee Shop, you know, on Franklin. 101 Coffee Shop is named something different now.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
A lot of famous people went in there all the time. Mm-hmm, like because it came down from the hills. And he would come in a lot with his family. And so, like, you know, one time I said something to him and then he remembers. So it's just very random that, like, I was waiting on him a lot after. Mm-hmm. Like, but that's life in L.A. as an actor.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, listen, it has been a delight catching up with you. Thank you for coming on and sharing some of the great, great stories. And we really appreciate it.
Just before we go, I want to say that it was really an honor to be on such a beautiful, wholesome show. It was so well written, and all the characters are amazing, and you're great.
Thank you.
And I hope to see you play somewhat yourself, but not less Luke and something else in the next thing, so that we can see, you know, on TV, you get stuck in the same character.
You know, actually, we're negotiating on something now that is kind of Luke-ish. It's more me than Luke, and so if we end up doing it, it'll be a nice thing. It'll be a nice.
I'm
a
little psychic, so I'm glad I picked. Yeah.
Jessica, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And good luck with everything, and hope we talk soon. Okay.
Yeah, I hope I see you around town.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Oh, that was fun. Wasn't she great? I loved her stories. Got to have her back on. What a nice gal. Anyway, that's going to wrap it up for this little mini-sode one-on-one with Jessica Kuiper. We'll see you next time. Thanks for downloading, everybody. I'm Scott Patterson. Stay safe. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Awesomer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.